This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to decide as soon as Tuesday on whether to extend an August 31st deadline to airlift Americans and their allies to safety. That's according to Reuters news agency, who cites an administration official as saying on Monday that the president would decide within 24 hours whether to extend the timeline. Biden had said on Sunday that U.S. troops might stay beyond the August 31st deadline to oversee the evacuation. Reuters said some White House advisors were arguing against extending the deadline for security reasons. Biden has a virtual meeting of the Group of Seven Nations on Tuesday and could make an announcement then. The Group of Seven Nations is a group of those with the world's largest economies. Reuters reported that the Taliban said foreign forces have not sought an extension, and it would not be granted if they did. White House officials said Monday they are in daily contact with the Taliban. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters that those talks concern, quote, every aspect of what's happening in Kabul right now. Sullivan said about 16,000 people were flown out of Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul on Sunday and Monday. Concerning the deadline, Sullivan said the president is, quote, taking this day by day and will make his determinations as we go. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen said if the U.S. extends the deadline, in his words, that means they are extending occupation. He said such an action would, quote, provoke a reaction. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Monday that Yemen is no closer to peacefully resolving its civil war as the country spirals faster toward famine and other catastrophes. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths told reporters on Monday, quote, there is perhaps one overarching humanitarian priority, and that is to stop the famine. Griffiths said about 5 million people are just one step away, these are his words, from succumbing to famine and the diseases that go with it. He said 10 million more people are right behind them. Griffiths said the famine is a symptom of the country's deeper collapse. More than 6 years of war have pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink. While food is available in the country's markets, people can no longer afford it. The country's GDP, gross domestic product, is down 40% since the war started in 2015, and fuel shortages have become critical. The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on an Eritrean official it accused of being engaged in serious human rights abuse in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where thousands have been killed and over 2 million displaced. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that it blacklisted the chief of staff of the Eritrean Defense Forces. The Treasury said he commands forces that have been operating in Tigray and accused the forces of being responsible for massacres, sexual assaults, and purposely shooting civilians in the streets, among other human rights abuses. The U.S. has repeatedly called for Eritrean troops to withdraw from Tigray. Eritrea sent troops to Tigray after Ethiopian federal forces launched an offensive in November in response to attacks on federal government bases by forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Eritrea denied for months that its troops were in the region, but later acknowledged their presence while denying they were responsible for abuses. A U.S. police officer has been cleared of wrongdoing in the shooting death of a woman who joined the January 6th attack on Congress by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The U.S. Capitol Police determined that the officer acted lawfully and correctly under department policy, which permits deadly force, quote, in defense of human life, including the officer's own life, or in the defense of any person in immediate danger of serious physical injury. The officer, who has not been identified, shot protester Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran, as she attempted to break through a doorway with dozens of others behind her. Trump supporters have sought to elevate Babbitt as a martyr, even as the U.S. Justice Department is seeking to prosecute close to 600 of those who took part in the violent January 6th attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.